Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a brand new show. You are listening to episode number 225, and it's nice to be back to be recording. It's been kind of crazy the last few months. I'm not going to lie or sugarcoat any of it, and I'm also going to get into it all in a minute. So the last episode I recorded solo was a little bit over a month ago. And the last 2 weeks I took off from producing shows. And just to fill you in on what's to come, my next solo show actually will be October 1st. So in 2 months, I'm taking a longer break because I need it. And what I am going to be doing in the meantime is sharing episodes that I've recorded with some pretty incredible guests. One I am so thrilled about, her name is Susie, and she goes by the Copper Vessel on Instagram. And I've name dropped her so many times on this show, and she's finally coming on, and she is the one that does those incredible sound baths that I'm absolutely obsessed with. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear that show. It's coming up. I can't even see the date for my calendar. I'm sitting on my bed recording right now. It's in a couple weeks. So first of all, craziest thing, I never record this late, and the fog coming in from the beach right now into my window was dampening my desk. So I had to move my microphone and everything. It was insane. It's the craziest thing. It's very ET vibe-ish, I must say. Anyway, it's just so crazy to record. The last few months have just been really, really intense. And I feel good about sharing some of the things that have been happening. And maybe I'll share the rest at another time, another episode. I don't even know, but I'm going to share a lot with you right now. So thank you so much for allowing me to take a break. And thank you, first of all, for all of your messages through, if you're signed up for my email list. I actually took a break from that as well for the last couple of weeks. One is going out tonight. So if you want to keep in touch with me, you can actually sign up to be a member of my email list through my website. So just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, click on newsletter tab, and then you can sign up right there. Again, one is going out later tonight, and they usually come to your inbox every Wednesday. I needed to take a break from literally everything, all social media, everything. I deleted all the apps off my phone. They were off my computer. I mean, all of it. And I have never done that, especially off my phone. I've definitely taken a hiatus, but never deleted them off my phone. So it felt really good. But I did get so many emails and so many text messages, literally 100 of them, if not more, asking me if I was okay. And some days I am and some days I'm not. And I'm just going to be completely honest with you because I always have been on the show, and it felt really nice to get those messages from people. I'm not going to lie. Like, are you alive? Because you're not on social media. I did have a COVID scare, which I'm going to get into in a minute as well. And that honestly just was finalized today. And there's just been so much going on. So I needed a break. I needed, there's a lot of stuff going on in the podcasting world that I was just not okay with personally. And instead of calling somebody out and just being negative about it, I just decided to walk away. So with my show, I plan on bringing you the best possible shows I can do personally on my solo episodes. And I haven't been able to do that. So that's another reason why I needed to take a break, because I'm like physically, mentally, and emotionally drained. I'm exhausted. I hit it hard during this pandemic, working on so many projects, and I literally am suffering from exhaustion as we speak. Today is day 6 that I've been in my bed, which is why I thought I had COVID. But anyway, going back to, you know, I'm just so grateful that you guys tune in, you leave the reviews. If you have never left me a review for the show, please do that when you're done listening to today's episode, because it's something that I really, really appreciate. And it's something not a lot of people do. And I'm not really sure why. And they mean a lot to people that spend time recording and editing and producing and writing and, you know, pushing out content and giving our time and energy and value and like everything. And reading reviews, they really do mean a lot. So if you haven't left one, I would really love it if you did that. And I can read them since I'm on a social media hiatus still. I am going to be posting on Monday and taking another break. So I just know I need it. I don't miss it. I logged on today for a couple things and I do not miss it. And so what else can I start to fill you in on? Okay, so that's the deal with the show. So I will be returning again on October 1st. And in the meantime, you get to hear some pretty incredible stories from guests for all different series. So you'll be hearing those shows per usual on Wednesdays. And let me tell you about this week. So today is day 6. I'm in my bed. I took a COVID test a couple days ago. I wasn't in the area of anybody positive that I know of, but I had crazy symptoms. And I did have a test FedEx to me in the beginning of July. And then the FedEx will pick it up. So it's overnight. And then it's overnight express again. And I had my results. When did I get them? 24 hours, I got my results. So it went through Pixel by LabCorp. So if you're in need of a test that's free, they can do that for you. So check that out. And I got my results this morning. It was negative. Thank God. I was freaking out. I literally made myself sick. I had the worst anxiety. I was having panic attacks, but I did have fevers. I had the flu situation and I had a burst of energy that one day. So I was like, shit, like, this is definitely like the flu. And I swear I already had COVID in January, the last week of January, the week I moved. Everyone around me, like all of my friends and my roommates then and now, were like, you for sure had it then because you were literally dying. And I had the upper respiratory situation then and everything, but knock on wood, I survived. And nobody around me got it then, which is also weird. So this disease is just insane. So with my crazy PTSD, let me tell you a little story. I got all my food delivered and I meal prepped because I didn't want to get my roommate sick. So I made food enough for like 2 weeks until, and you know, in case I had to like be isolated in my room, I didn't want to like have to Lysol pass and bleach everything. Although I would, but I just wanted to not be in the kitchen. So I prepped all these meals. I was freaking out. You know, I always prepare for the worst. I always prepare like I'm going to die. And that's something I'm trying to work through right now. Just from like, you know, obviously my previous like medical issues and, being misdiagnosed and all that fun stuff. So that's been like pretty heavy the last few months. And I even did something again today. I was pouring Gatorade into, ice cube trays and like, just in case something happens. And my roommate was like, what the hell is going to happen? I'm like, I don't know. I just need to be prepared. So that's basically where my mind's been at. And I'm just sharing this with you because this shit is real. And sometimes I don't even realize I'm doing things because I'm like in such a robotic form that, I just always had to prepare for the worst. And so now, because I thought I had it, I was just lining everything up and I was not okay. And I'm just going through some other personal stuff and like disappointments. And it's just like one thing after the next. So this is why it's good to not be on social media because there's not a lot of positivity. And I just need a break. I don't want to have to deal with anything. I don't want to have to post anything. I just want to be, period. I want to be in my bed. I want to do nothing. I'm watching Hallmark. I'm watching Netflix. I'm reading a shit ton of books. My goal is to read a book a week, and I'm literally reading the book in 2 days on Audible. So just quickly sharing those books with you. I think I shared a couple of them with you on another episode, but I've read Marie Forleo's Everything is Figureoutable, Jen Sincero's You're a Badass at Making Money, and then You're a Badass Every Day. And then I read The Miracle Morning, which is so good. by Hal Elrod, and he has another one, The Miracle Equation, that's the follow-up to that book that I'm about to read, and then Dare to Lead by Brené Brown that I'm reading. And so I finish a book a week. I am doing all the DIY crafts. If you check out my Pinterest, you'll probably figure out what I've been doing. But I now own a glue gun, and I'm the proud owner of a glue gun. I have been crafting. I have a beautiful succulent wall, all the greenery. I have floral rings, and you'll be able to see them very soon because I've been working on a lot of projects, which is why I'm doing these things as backdrops. So I am working on a number of projects. I'm actually studying a lot. I'm learning a lot. I'm investing money. I'm investing my time. And I really want to take myself to like the next level I deserve to be at. You know, I always say like, you know, you should get to the next level that you and your business deserve to be at. And I deserve to be at a much different place than I was the last 4 years, dealing with, you know, being sick, learning I was misdiagnosed, and this legal battle. Now, I've been getting so many messages about my legal case, and I'm officially done August 17th, which is a Monday, for me personally. And so I had a couple things I had to do, two things, and that needed to finalize everything. So on my end, and I completed them. So I'm happy to share that. That's what I'm going to be sharing. Will I be talking about doing that, more about that in the future? Yes, but I'm not sure on this show. So stay tuned for that. Something else I want to share with you is that, you know, I've just really taken a lot of time to just journal, meditate, do my sound baths, you know, go for my walks, but now I have vertigo. So talking about DIY and crafting, I have had olive oil and garlic in my ear and tea tree oil in both of my ears all day today, every hour on the hour, to heal this vertigo and this mess that's in my ear that's from stress and from water I had it stuck in my ear. And just, it's always one thing after the next, you know? So it's like, when am I going to catch a break? So I was literally lying in bed watching Amazon Prime movies. You know, I'm switching it up with all my subscriptions. And I just had cotton balls in and out of my ear every hour. And it does feel a lot better. My roommate and I were investigating different holistic approaches. So I was scared to death to do that. And I did it. So I'm proud of myself. And it does feel so much better. I feel a little nasally right now. So maybe something's dripping down and exiting my body. So that would be amazing because I had vertigo so bad on a walk. I couldn't even focus on the ocean because everything was moving. It was awful. That was Sunday. And since then it's kind of been lingering. So I would really like for that to exit my body. And I know that stress really triggers that as well on top of everything else. So I'm just over here trying to deal with this exhaustion that I have and, you know, really, really heal my body and process a lot of shit that's happened in my life the last couple of years. And I haven't had time to do that. I haven't ever stopped. So this week I stopped. And ironically, a lot of my clients took a break from their shows so that he would give me a bigger break. And they didn't even know I was taking a break. So that all worked out perfectly. And I did a lot of recipe creating, which you're going to hear a lot more on very soon. And other than that, I was in my bed. That's it. I was in bed Monday through today's Saturday. And I can't even go for a walk. I'm just so exhausted. And, you know, I was talking to my doctor yesterday and she's like, you literally have not let your body heal. You jumped right into this legal battle. You know, you're working and, you know, you're podcasting and then you're doing it for all these other shows and you're just nonstop worrying about everybody else. Now's the time to worry about you. And I was really upset about something the other day and I called one of my really good friends and she's like, listen, do you. Now is the time to do you. So this is my advice I'm passing over to you. If you're listening to this episode right now and you're going through some serious shit like I am, what you need to do is write down your feelings and try to process them. I highly suggest a therapist and just work on yourself because that's the only thing that you can do. And if you want to be your best self, you're just going to end up being your best self for others around you, whether it's your children, your family, your friends, your significant other. And that's just what I'm doing. So I need to, you know, do different things. I need to give my mind and my brain a freaking break because it's been going non-stop for a very long time. And boy, do I feel it. When you stop, it's like a ton of bricks, like consistently hits you over and over again. Like I literally feel like shit. And I think that's all for the mental health part of the show. But that's just where I'm at. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I wanted to completely quit this show a couple weeks ago. That's where I was at. Because so many things were happening back to back to back that were just not okay. And, you know, maybe I'll do a show on that. I've definitely done a podcast etiquette show. But just certain things were happening in the podcasting world that I just don't agree with. And it's just not my scene, and I don't even know what else I can even say about that, except I was done. And the whole reason why I have this show is to have a platform for other people to share their story. And this was a solo show for a solid year, if not longer. I think actually it was like a year and a half. I just always had solo shows. It was to share my story to help other people. And then it was to share, you know, allow others to share their story so that they could have this platform and share and continuously always help people, whether it was in their personal life, their business, like all these other episodes you know, we've done, the series I've created. But sometimes you hit a roadblock, and I haven't been able to create anything until last Wednesday. This shit just kept pouring. Like my mind was going a mile a minute, and I literally couldn't keep the pen up. Like I could not keep, I couldn't write quick enough for the amount of shit that was like popped up in my head. And it was something that I've been working on, a project I've been working on for a really, really, really long time. And nothing seemed to fit. Nothing seemed right. And finally it hit me and I was like, holy shit. And then as soon as I came up with the name, the .com was available. And I was like, holy crap. Like, how did that just happen? And then all of that made me even more exhausted. So I haven't worked on it since. But welcome to the life of a creative and somebody that's always creating content. And I don't even know. It's just crazy how life is these days. The pandemic is just really fucking a lot of things up. And I know that you all feel it because I was getting messages and people text me. And, you know, I'm seeing so many people, you know, have baby announcements, but then I'm seeing so many separations and divorces and friendships. And like, I'm going through it right now. And it's just, you know, I'm seeing things that it's just pure disappointment. I don't even know like what else to say about it, but you're like, really? Like, why now? Like, life is too short. Like, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make any sense, but I just have to be my own best self and move forward. So that's what I suggest for you. So if you feel exhausted and you need a break, take it. It's okay to take a break. I let everybody know I was taking a break. I sent an email out, it was on my social media, and you know where to find me. You can send me an email, hello@thehappyworkaholic.com. You can sign up for my email list and communicate with me there. And not everybody needs to be on social media. You know, I'm working on other projects that it's not even involved. And it's like a dream, to be honest. Like being on social media, you have this like insane pressure. I mean, I can tell you right now, I put a very large amount of pressure on myself. And that's just my own thing. But and being a perfectionist on top of that is also like a whole nother ordeal I'm trying to work through. But, you know, for over a decade straight, like that's just a lot. Like you just need a fucking break. Like walk away from the damn screen and just be yourself and learn how to like process and heal and like live life without an Instagram story reel. You know what I mean? Like just try it. I'm telling you, you're going to feel great. You're going to feel weird at first, I can tell you that, because I went to happy hour a couple weeks ago with a friend and she had left early and I was just sitting there. And do you want to know what I read? Apple News, Google News, CNN, something else. I have no social media on my phone. So I was sitting there drinking a beer, like just reading all the news. And that's not really positive either, to be honest. So that was really strange. But I'm just really excited that like I can take this break, you know, you need to do something in life where you're allowed to take breaks and you give yourself that time. So what else did I want to share with you? I shared with you, I have a very long list because I didn't want to miss out anything because I'm not going to be on for another 2 months. So I just want to remind you that I will be back October 1st with a brand new solo show with a whole lot of announcements. I mean, major, huge, I mean, things I've been working on for years are finally happening. So that's also why I can't have social media, like, in my mind, in my way, like, period, not my little bubble. So in the meantime, the next 2 months, you're going to be hearing from my guests every Wednesday. And then, you know, what I am doing is, you know, like I said earlier, I'm a part of a bunch of incredible projects and my own. And I'm just really taking the time to heal and process and just start over, to be honest with you. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with this show. I don't even know. I don't even know what to tell you how I feel. Something's going to change. Something may not. Some things may change, I should say. Some things may not. Do I want to end it? Do I want a new show? Do I want to go in a different direction? Do I want to rebrand? Do I need a new site? What products am I launching? What businesses am I creating? Like, it's a lot, and I don't know what I want to do with it all. So, and that's never really happened. So I just want to start over because I feel like I've been doing the same thing for 4 years, and I'm just kind of, this chapter of my life is ending, and I just want to start over. And so many people that I've talked, not so many, but like my little bubble that I've spoken to, that I trust, that I've mentioned this to, it's kind of 50-50 split on them agreeing with what I feel like doing. And they're in all different types of businesses, and not one of them do what I do. So that's also hard because, you know, it's nice to get advice from somebody that's doing what you're doing, but nobody does what I do. So it's just easier to get advice from like the closest people to you so that, you know, you trust them and you can really see it from their vision as a consumer, you know? So that's what's happening. Oh, my pizza's here. Hold on. Oh my gosh, that was so funny. I'm back. So I ordered a pizza and I'm watching the, I got it from Grubhub. I always use DoorDash, but I used Grubhub for some reason. Oh, because I had a coupon, because who doesn't love a fucking coupon? And I have it open on my computer and I'm watching the green line and I've been recording and I like was looking down on my bed and I wasn't looking at the green line and knock, knock, pizza's here. So that was timed like to the perfect minute. So I think that's all I have to share with you guys right now is that, you know, if you're going through, I just wanted to give you an update on what's to come with this show, what's not to come with this show, who you can expect to hear from. I've said it, my guest coming up, I mentioned it on the last previous episodes. So tune into those. If you haven't left a review, I'd really, really love one. Let me know what you want to hear about, like topics, guests, what you loved, what you didn't love. It really helps me out. And you can leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And then, am I still recording? Jesus, I hope so. Yes, I am. It's been so long since I recorded a show. This is so funny. I'm like, I hope that just didn't delete, but it didn't. So thank God. It's just really nice to take a break, you guys. I don't remember what it's like to feel like human. I do a lot of robotic things because I had no other choice. And now I'm just trying to feel unrobotic. And that's really the only way I can explain it and just get like a fresh start. Like, I want to just start my life over. So I'm going to take you on that journey with me elsewhere. So you're definitely going to want to sign up for my email list because that's where you're going to find out first. So again, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, click the newsletter tab, and then every Wednesday you'll get a life update from me. And if you want some coaching, if you want some podcasting, you know, like any info, any of that, you know where to find me on my website. And then you'll have my email, my cell phone number, all that fun stuff. And that's really how you can get a hold of me over the next 2 months. And you know, I just really want to remind you that if you need to, you know, read the books, do the relaxing, do the recharging, it's okay. Like, you need to allow yourself to do that, because if I didn't, I would be at a Looney Tunes camp for sure. Like, absolutely, I would be there, because like, it's been rough, and I'm not gonna lie. And that's all I'm gonna say about that. But I'm just going to continue to take more time to just like process and heal and like find my new beginning and just like be alone so that I can be a better person for you, for my friends, for my clients, you know. And I suggest, you know, the moral of this episode is take the time to be alone so that you can, you know, do better, get better, be better, and just like be. Like, if you have a beach, go to the damn beach. If you have a lake, anything, nature, water, it's so therapeutic. I highly suggest it. And just sit there and turn your damn phone off and just sit. And it's going to do a number. And bring a journal. I highly suggest that. But that's where I've been. That's what's happening. That's what's coming up. And I will talk to you guys again in 2 months. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.